Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are a million and one ways to rejoice.
Yes.
Throughout every day.
Yes.
Throughout every night.
Yes.
Might as well, I'm not always where I can sing. Then you go, You're rejoicing inside.
That's right.
People look at you and just go,
oh, yeah.
Hey. Isn't this better?
Yes.
Than them looking at you half a day and then finally coming over and going, is anything wrong? What's wrong? Nothing. That's a bad witness. That's acting just like unregenerate unbelievers. Bad witness. The goodness of God draws people. Hallelujah. People want to see victory. They want to see life. There's far too much depression and sadness in the world. They need a break. You are that break. I said, you are that break. When you come in, that's you. Always up. Always got something good to say. Always positive. Why? Because you're a believer. In the book of Acts and the 27th chapter, I tell you, before we read this, I'll read you another verse. Did you find Acts 27?
Yes.
Put up on the screen for us, please, Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15 says in the 13th verse, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of heart, what happens? The spirit is broken. Sorrow is no joke. It is internally crippling, incapacitating. The sorrow of the world, was 2 Corinthians 7:10, I believe, the sorrow of the world works death. It's not a harmless thing to walk around and grieve over something all the time. And I'm not just talking about grieving about someone that died. You can grieve because you didn't get that car you wanted. You can grieve in sorrow because you didn't get that promotion you wanted. You can grieve in sorrow because you made a B instead of an A. Well, I have a right to. No, you don't. That's just your pride. You need to kill that pride. Take a great big spike and drive it through the head and go, die. No, this hurts me so bad. This is because you're so proud. Kill it. You made a B. Get over it. Well, I made an effort. I don't care. Well, you need something else. We had to work on you from the other side. But one thing's for sure. Being upset, being mad, being angry, being depressed is not going to help. It's going to hurt. It's not faith. The only reason you do it is because you don't believe. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. People all over the place that are just broken inside. And they say, well, I need ministry. I need help. Well, God does heal broken hearts, but until you choose to quit yielding to sorrow and grief, any ministry you get is going to be very temporary. Because any help you get, you're going to throw it away when you get back home and yield to depression again. And you're going to always be a broken person as long as you yield to this. I don't care what happened, how horrible it may have been. You don't have to live under a cloud. You don't have to live. Is Jesus bigger than this?
Yes.
Is he or not?
Yes.
Is the greater one inside you greater?
Yes.
Greater.
Yes.
You're of God and you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If it's in the world, if it happened in this world, the one inside you is bigger. Bigger, he's greater. You can't overcome it. But you got to choose. Got to make up your mind. Quit thinking about it. Quit talking about it. Quit wallowing in it. Rejoice. Rejoice. All the time. Quick to smile. Quick to laugh. Quick to shout. Quick to dance. Quick to sing. Quick. Not slow. Quick. Some folks been frowning so long. Their smiling muscles are completely without tone. It feels unnatural to smile to them because they hadn't smiled in years. That's sad, but you can overcome. Young's literal translation says a joyful heart, and this is a very accurate translation, a joyful heart makes glad the face. So, Mrs. Well, they come in looking all sour. Well, I'm glad in my heart. No, we ain't gonna let you by with that. We got scripture that says if it's in the heart, shows up on the face. I know I don't look like it, but boy, I've all kind of joy going on in here. No. A joyful heart makes, everybody say makes, makes glad the face. But by grief of heart, the spirit is smitten. It hurts your spirit. Depression and sadness and sorrow. No. Well, why would the heart be glad? What makes the heart glad? Believing good things. Believing the good news. Believing. Acts 27, are you there?
Yes.
This is the story of the great ocean voyage of Paul and the company and the Roman guards and the captain and sailors of a ship. This would have been for the day, large commercial vessel full of cargo and also passengers, hundreds of people. This would have been, this would have been like in our day a 747. They didn't have planes back then, but this would have been a big ocean-going vessel. And Paul, as you know, is a prisoner. He said, I appeal to Caesar in one of those court sessions. And since he was a citizen, he had that right. And so they had to, by law, take him to Rome. It's like appealing your case to the Supreme Court. He did. And this is no accident. Back on the road to Damascus, remember the Lord Jesus told him when he got born again, he said, you're going to bear my name in front of kings.
Amen.
It's part of the plan. And so they're all on the ship. Everything seems fine. But when they got to this certain place on their journey, Paul tried to warn the captain of the guard and the captain of the ship. He said, sirs, I perceive that this voyage is going to be with much hurt and damage, loss of the ship, loss of our lives. But the Bible said the centurion believed the master of the ship more than this preacher. He thought, well, what does he know? He just in no hurry to get to Rome. He's trying to drag this out. Whatever, he thought. Anyway, he didn't listen to him. So they pushed on. And they didn't like the island where they were. It was not a resort place. Not a good place to spend the winter. And so they thought, well, at least we'll get to this. And the weather's good. Wind's blowing softly. Everything's great. This preacher don't know a thing in what he's talking about. But they didn't realize it wasn't just this preacher talking.
That's right.
It was the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Well, not long after they left, they got caught up in this storm. It was a hurricane. And it pulled them away from their route, and they're tossed and they're turned for weeks. You can imagine they're actually in the storm being carried with the storm. So they ain't getting out. The storm's moving, but they're moving with it. Well, Acts 27:18. We being exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. This would be, by today's standard, if you lightened the ship, you pushed all of the containers overboard. This was big money. But why would you do that? You think if you don't, you're going to die. So they push it all overboard. They lighten the ship. 19. The third day, we cast out with our own hands a tackling of the ship. Now, that's the stuff you need to handle the sails with and make the boat operate. You're throwing over vital equipment. Why? Because throwing all the stuff is not enough. You still think you're going to sink just any minute or hour. Verse 20, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. And verse 21, but after long abstinence, Paul apparently got somewhere, maybe in the heart of the ship where he could pray. Don't you know that was bouncy and uncomfortable? And after a long time, he came and said, sirs, you should have listened to me. Now, I've heard people say, never tell somebody I told you so. Well, Paul did. Don't make verses out of things that are not verses. He said, you should have listened to me. Well, should he have listened to him? And not loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. In other words, if they'd listened to what he told them, they'd have completely missed the storm. Is it important that we're led by the Spirit of God?
Yes.
Is it possible that the Spirit of God can move in a special way to lead you and you completely ignore it?
Yes.
And go off and perish? And people say, wonder why God let that happen. Well, wonder why you didn't listen. He was protecting, but you have to listen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.